From WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Chase Browning. For this week's episode, we will be speaking with writer and photographer Terry Weifenbach, this year's Ruffin Distinguished Artist in Residence.
I'm a photographer, and I've been photographing since 1979. I photograph primarily in color, and I also do a few videos. My work is very brilliant as far as color is concerned, and it is also mostly landscape. The way I've chosen how to photograph has changed over the years. It used to be that I would just take the camera wherever I went and basically photograph my life, and that has remained something that has stayed with me, particularly in a dry creative spot. But now I'm more specific about where I want to go and what I want the landscape to tell me. And so I've had several projects, one in northern Italy in the Alps, one in Oklahoma where weather equipment is, and they measure the air and the clouds for particles, which I'm interested in. I have photographed in Japan, and I photographed on the flanks of Mount Fuji in a garden called Clematis no Oka. It's a complex of museums. And there is an exhibition opening on April 9th at the Izu Photo Museum in Japan. It's absolutely beautiful. And also an island off of Georgia, which is a barrier island, and therefore kind of under the process of losing ground because of the sea rising. I've always had wanderlust, yeah. And I started out as a painter, but I couldn't see myself staying in the studio, and I wanted to be out in the environment. I started by studying painting, and I had a camera in my hand, and I'd always thought about that as a recording device, recording my friends, recording my trips, things like that. It wasn't really a fine art issue. So I looked at painting that way, and then I ended up in a course where the photography was thought of as very much a fine art process, mainly in black and white, changed my viewpoint completely, and I found that I had a voice with the photography in a way that I didn't with the painting. So I switched to photography after a lot of deliberation. I don't actually think about its importance. It's something that I'm driven to do and that I must do. And I think a lot of artists have a slightly obsessive nature, and this is very satisfying. The other part of that is that in general, people that think may put metaphors together that don't kind of belong together, were these people, philosophers, artists, think maybe outside the fishbowl that all of us are kind of stuck in, or they examine the fishbowl that we're in a way that is reflective to others. And, you know, I can't assume that I'm doing that, but that's what I see a lot of major artists doing.
Please listen carefully.
Be sure to check out these events happening this week. On Saturday, February 25th, come to Old Cabell Hall at 8 p.m. to watch the lovely UVA Jazz Ensemble, directed by the multi-talented trumpeter and composer John Durst. The program will feature guest artists Bobby Reed on saxophone and Randy Johnston on guitar. Make it out to the UVA Bookstore on Tuesday, February 27th at 5 p.m. for the David Shields Reading, hosted by the UVA Creative Writing Program. Shields is an internationally best-selling author and has published essays and stories in the New York Times Magazine. Lastly, on Thursday, March 2nd, head to the Fralin for their weekly Thursday evening pop-up tour. Stop in after work and enjoy a docent-led tour and a featured exhibition from 6 to 6:30 p.m. Arts on Grounds, production of WTJU and WXTJ, with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. I'm Chase Browning. This episode was recorded by Kirsten Hemrick and edited by Lona Manick. Connect with the arts at arts.virginia.edu. You're listening to WTJU.